Let us pray. Lord, though we know you are aware of everything, life has pressed us so at this moment, we must say to you that there are people, oh God, who are really, really struggling right now. Lord, the needs are many. The needs are varied. The needs are great. And the needs, oh God, are very real. And Father, what we need is your tender loving care. We need your mercy, your grace. And oh God, there are some, Lord, who are going through unfathomable things, such to the extent, oh God, where the rest of us who are having typical problems and issues commensurate with the human experience, we put all of our stuff, Lord, on the back burner to lift up to you, God, persons who are really having a tough time right now. And among them, oh God, are the people of Ukraine who find themselves always in a state of unrest because bullets and bombs are always exploding and threatening their very lives. We lift up, God, the people in Turkey and Syria who have survived a devastating earthquake, but some of their loved ones have passed away and some are yet unclaimed. We lift them up to you, God. And then, Lord, we have become aware of our brothers and sisters in the Malawi, Africa area who the death count has reached over 400, and yet so many others have not yet been found. Probably, oh God, washed away in the rains and in the mudslides that have affected that region. So many, oh God, displaced don't have places to live. Living, oh God, now in schools that are nearby and available. Having only the clothes on their backs, oh God. Not knowing where their next meal is coming from in a country, oh God, that's already poor, but yet on a continent that's very rich. Lord, we just lift them up to you now. And there are so many other things, oh God. There's another community in Virginia who has taken now the spotlight here in America because of several persons, oh God, seven officers who have now facilitated the death of another unarmed man. Lord, these situations are so repetitious that it has reached, oh God, truly an epidemic proportion. And we need your divine intervention, oh God. Dentist, oh God, in Colorado wanted his wife gone so bad that he poisoned her for the second time. Lord, this world is sick. Sin is out of control. And we are in desperate need of your divine intervention and your mercy. And Father, there are many who are hearing this prayer right now who are going through things, difficult things, oh God. I want to thank you for them, that I am privileged to pray with them and for them right now. And though I may not be knowledgeable of what they are going through, I do find comfort and peace in knowing that you know, and that's all that really matters. So, oh God, I lift this person up to you right now. I lift them up to you, Father. I don't know what they are dealing with. I don't know the nature of the battle that they find themselves having to fight. I don't know, Father, but you do. And that's enough for me. So, God, I lift him up to you now. And I ask, God, for you to intervene. I ask, oh God, for you to interfere. I ask, oh God, for you to deliver. I ask, oh God, for you to make a way, for you to heal. I ask, oh God, for you to supply. I ask, oh God, for you to guide and direct. I ask, oh God, for you to supply hope. I ask, oh God, for you to open a door in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that you would shut the devil and all demonic, devilish forces down that are trying to operate around this individual whom I'm praying with and for right now. I ask, oh God, that you would shut it down. And I ask, oh God, that you would get the glory out of the victory that you are planning for this individual that I'm praying with and for now. But then, God, now increase the scope of the prayer. And I ask not only that you would bless them, but bless their families. Bless their families, God, the young and the old, the aging, oh God. I ask right now for you to bless their families in the name of Jesus. And whatever the needs are, I'm praying, oh God, that you would supply. And I pray, oh God, that the faith of the one that I'm praying with and for now would be activated to such a proportion, Father, where they believe you and where their faith will release you to move on their behalf. Oh God, we just thank you for this morning that you allowed, oh God, for us to see another cycle of 7 days. We thank you for having brought us, and we are trusting you to take us through. Thank you, oh God. We love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. And we desperately need you. We need you, oh God. And as we're going through what you are taking us through, may we learn the lessons. May we rise to the level of consciousness, Father, where we can see what you're trying to do, and where we allow everything that we go through to mold us and to shape us into the image of your Son. We know, Father, that you use all of our troubles, our trials, our goods, our bads, our ups, our downs, our ins, our outs, Father, our happy times, our sad times. You use all of these things to mold us and to shape us into a better form of ourselves, such that we remind you of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the process that we're in. This process, God, of betterment and sanctification. We love you, O God. Forgive us of our sins. We want to do better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning to you, and I pray that this time before your day gets started will be a source of encouragement to you and inspiration to you, and a source of community for you to know that you're not alone, that whatever you're dealing with, someone else has dealt with it, someone else is dealing with it right now. And I guarantee you, someone else is going through far worse than you. So even in the badness of what you're experiencing, thank God that things are as well as they are. All right? And have a good day by choice. God gave you 24 hours in this day for you to determine and dictate and for you to manage and dominate. So you don't have to sit around and wait for the day to be good. You can decide right now that it's going to be good, regardless to what comes at you, regardless to how it comes at you. And I know that you have realized that much of life is how you react and how you respond. And you can always respond positively to whatever negativity will arise in your life. And when you do that, you will have advanced majorly in your strategy for living this life. So God be with you today. God keep you. God keep your family. And then perhaps there is a person who will get this message who has not accepted Christ and the free pardon of sin. And maybe this is an express reason why the person who sent this to you, because they knew that I would say some things that they feel that you needed to hear. And that is that the gospel is designed to bring each person into eternal accountability. We say eternal accountability now because we are all humans. We are living this temporal life. But our bodies that we live in, they will eventually decay and they will release us to an eternal world. And so then, but it's important that every human hear the gospel so they will have an opportunity to accept Christ. And when they will have done so, they will be eternally accountable. The moment you hear the gospel, which is about the life, the birth, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are in eternal accountability whether you want to be there or not. That's just the reality. And if you respond positively, if you acknowledge your need for Christ and you believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, and if you confess that because you believe it in your heart, then the Bible says you shall be saved. But if you punt it down the road, if you kick it like a can down the road, or if you just outright reject it, and if you die, well, your eternity will be spent with the devil. There's no other pleasant way to put it, but you'll be with him and all of his demons in the fires of hell for all of eternity. It's not a place where you have been invited to. Satan tricks souls and humans there, but yet you have an invitation to come to heaven. And it's my hope that you would accept Christ before it's everlasting too late. And when you will have done it, I pray that that I would get a chance to know who you are. And but if not, I would at least love to hear of you. But please make it known. Please make it known that you accepted Jesus Christ today. And whoever you tell, I'm sure they will be happy with you and happy for you. Tell another Christian. Tell another believer. All right? This is Pastor C. Remont Morris, the Bethel Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Until next time, and feel free to send this to whomever you think would benefit from it, whoever needs it. And God bless you in your thoughtfulness of them as you send it. All right, bye-bye.